Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This. I tend to come home and just start ravaging food like a coyote.
It's Early Break with Sip and Jake. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, it is time for the spillover with Raf and AD. And I say Raf because Raf is back. Is that too loud?
Oh, boy.
Is that better?
Woke me up, brother.
I yell.
Every day for me.
I'm loud. I'm loud.
Well, don't knock me off my chair.
I don't come in here just to whisper like this.
No, we don't like quiet shows.
No, we don't. And Raf is back from Alabama.
In the building. I have returned.
He's back. Did you drive or fly?
I drove.
Ooh, how long a drive was that? 16 hours?
14 hours.
All in one day yesterday?
No, I split it in half. I go about 9 the first day, 5 the second.
Nice. Okay.
You like that,
well, glad
you?
To have you back.
I am back.
How was it?
It was good. It was fun. Watched 9 matches of volleyball. Watched 2 football games. Was it 2 days ago? I saw where Jesse Owens was born, where Helen Keller was born. I didn't know they were
there. Where was that? Where are we talking about?
Down in Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not know that, so that was cool. And just enjoyed my drive back. Stopped in Columbia. They're all sad there after the Georgia game.
Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, man.
Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, they blew. I mean, gosh, Missouri should have won that football game.
Yeah, they were up.
I see Joel Klatt. Here's something we can talk about. Joel Klatt's top five. You know who Joel Klatt is?
Oh, yeah.
Joel Klatt's top five. Ohio State. I think I can do this by memory. Ohio State. Alabama, 2. Michigan, 3. Clemson, 4. Georgia, 5.
Georgia has had a really interesting last
yes,
two
yes.
weeks.
Joel Klatt, Aaron. No, number 1, Ohio State. Number 2, Alabama. Number 3, Michigan. Number 4, Clemson. Number 5, Georgia.
Georgia has barely struggled against Kent State.
And Missouri.
Back-to-back weeks. Didn't look good.
Right. So he dropped him. Now, now here's the thing you wrestle with as a former voter, AP voter, I will tell you. You drop in a team that won 2 games. You drop in a team that won on the road in the SEC. If I'm Kirby Smart, I'm saying, wait a second. We just won a game in the SEC on the road, and you dropped us to 5th? You wrestle with that.
You should fire that team up. Shouldn't that you, fire your
well,
team
you
up?
Wrestle with that as a voter. What do? You really dropping them for winning? I had always had trouble dropping teams that won.
That won.
Yeah. No matter really what, if they win, they win. That's,
would it depend on who they lost, who they won against?
Of course, it does to a certain degree. But it's still the prevailing sentiment that I had was I have trouble dropping a team that wins.
Yeah.
Especially on the road in the SEC. And he dropped him to fifth.
That happens all the time when you play at Missouri, though. 1997, the catch.
Yeah.
Boom. Nebraska drops.
They play pretty well at home.
I can't do his top 10, but I can do Joel's top.
That'd be impressive.
And all those teams that he has up there have some big games that's coming up still. You know, you figure this weekend, Texas A&M, Bama.
Is that Texas? Or is that?
I think that's this weekend.
That's this weekend, yeah. That's this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, anybody heard how Bryce Young's doing?
Has got a shoulder ailment.
It's day-to-day, what it sounds like.
Got a shoulder ailment. This weekend. And that's why Joel Klatt ranked Ohio State ahead of Alabama, because C.J. Stroud is healthy, Bryce Young isn't. That was one of the big reasons. Stroud healthy, Bryce Young not, Ohio State number one. Ohio State's defense is playing well.
Yeah.
Which we didn't.
Jim
that was
Knowles.
That was a big question mark.
The great Jim Knowles.
Yeah, the great Jim.
My boy.
Yeah. Who you wouldn't know if he walked into the studio.
But I'd say, is that Jim Knowles?
No, you wouldn't say
is
that.
Is your name Jim Knowles? Shake your hand.
By any chance,
you're
a coordinator.
Are you Jim Knowles?
So literally anybody that walks
right,
in.
Right.
How long has he been there?
First year. Came from Oklahoma State.
Yeah, their defense was mid-level Big Ten last year, Ohio State. Mid-level Big Ten.
They've changed it around quite a bit on their defense. Ohio State is a team to where, with an exception of, who did they get tested by?
Notre Dame.
Their first game of the year.
They gave up 10 points, though.
Yeah.
21-10.
Yeah. So that was, and they did that the start of the year off. You know, but since then, they've just kind of been on cruise control, just beating the smoke out of teams like they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an interesting October, because October's kind of like the Masters on Thursday. I'm Friday, moving day. October's always kind of like the moving day of college
That's
football.
A good comparison.
Like
going.
That.
Yeah,
moving
kinda,
day.
It kind of reminds you that because all those teams have those upset alerts that happen in October, and the dust kind of settles in November for a while until the conference championships are played. But there's big game. Oh, figure. Your boy Lance Leipold, KU, as game day in Manhattan for the first time ever.
5-0.
First time ever. It's going to be interesting. Lawrence. It's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you think they beat TCU?
I don't know. It's close. I doubted Lance's defense, and then they hold Iowa State to 11. I mean,
Borland defense, baby.
Yeah, they're not all that big or all that physical. They do make plays, but they looked physical against Iowa State. TCU just put 55 on Oklahoma.
Easily.
Yeah.
668 yards.
I just
of
don't
offense.
Know if
is that how much total offense they had on OU?
Okay, now think about it. TCU put 55 on Oklahoma. Who do you think's got better defense, Oklahoma or Kansas? I'm guessing Oklahoma.
I would guess with just athletes and just overall Oklahoma.
Right. I mean, what I saw in Lincoln didn't look that bad.
No. If anything, I thought, boy, these guys are one of the top 10 defense in the country.
Wow, it's very misleading.
Well, I tell you what, TCU said, watch.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, K-State did first.
K-State said watch, too.
K-State did first. Yeah, when you had
did.
Martinez almost combined for like 400 yards by himself.
Yeah, he had 385 yards of total offense.
Yes.
By the way, I saw Martinez, as I said this morning, is up to in one book's rating at number 5 in Heisman odds.
Nice.
Fifth in the Heisman odds.
Good for that kid.
God, he looks fast.
He looks fast. You know what he looks too? free.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Fast and free. That's
he
a good
combo.
He looks
very stress-free. That's he's not wondering. Combo. He's not going, where am I going to get my collarbone broken?
Or my jaw.
Or my jaw. Will I be sipping, you know, smoothies for 3 months?
Yeah. And he looks healthy.
I'm happy for the kid. Anytime you see a kid running down the sideline smiling.
Right.
Literally, in a game, Oklahoma. Smiling. You know, I feel great for the kid.
Which he did against Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He was happy.
I'm going to throw this out there. I want me and Nick and those guys talking about the next segment. How safe is Pat's Fitzgerald in result of everything that's taken place?
Let's talk about this with Jake.
I just want to think about this, y'all. I mean, I was thinking about this watching the games last night and just kind of going through. I'm like,
we have a bad history on this show with this topic.
Okay,
I'm not going to get in a fight, Jake. I'm not doing
this. Think about this. None of us saw Crispy. That was the last person that I thought would be let go in the Big Ten. I mean, of the teams that were struggling. I didn't think he was going anywhere. In fact, that wasn't even on my radar. I don't know about you guys.
Jake,
but
you can't say now. Just don't. Please don't come with they beat Nebraska.
I'm not saying that. I'm going to say this about Pat Fitzgerald. Right now, he should have some eyes on him in terms of, hey, what's going on here, Pat? They have looked bad now for two straight seasons. They were 3-9 last year. They were not competitive in most of those games.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, they beat Nebraska one game, and they have lost this to at home to Duke, Southern Illinois, Miami of Ohio. They played okay against Penn State, lost by 10.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're staring down 2-10 again, or 1-11, or 3-9.
Do you guys think the Nebraska victory was a curse more than a blessing to him in light of what's happened the rest of the year?
I don't know.
They had to get a win. That was important.
My theory on that is Nebraska players are smart. You guys know players are smart. Coaches, obviously, are smart. They watched that Northwestern film. They watched it all off season and thought, they're not that good. We mm-hmm. should beat them. Then they lost to them.
Right.
And it rattled them. Because mm-hmm. they knew more than we did.
Yeah.
They knew more than we did. I bet what's going on at Northwestern is zero surprise to anybody at Nebraska.
Yeah,
Which makes it worse.
Exactly. Cuts a little deeper.
But that's why it put Nebraska on their heels so much.
Yeah.
It was visible to me the confidence that Nebraska lost in the wake of that loss in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
It was visible to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see it in warm-ups in the next game. I could see it in Garrett Nelson right after the game
on the press conference.
I could see it in Eric Shenander's eyes. They did not expect to lose that game at all. And then they lost.
Right.
Jolt. It was a jolt.
Major.
Yeah, because of what's happened to Northwestern. I bet that there's nobody over there that is that surprised what Northwestern's doing. They saw it on film
all
summer.
That's why guys have been fired here. I mean, that you can't lose that game.
Right.
That's a game that you're seeing now is a worse and worse loss every single day.
Ireland was a bad deal for Nebraska. Good deal for us, bad deal for Nebraska.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Dublin.
I had a great time.
I enjoyed Dublin.
I had a good time up there, too. Yeah, I mean, so Fitzgerald, I don't know. I mean, that's a guy I think it's hard to fire him because of what he's done there.
It's a good question, though.
We can't fire him now. He's leading the Big Ten West, or he's tied for the Big Ten West.
Right, he's 1-1 right now.
Well, you figure they just built that new facility as well.
Ever since Mike Hankwitz retired there, the defensive coordinator, they just haven't looked right, have they?
A couple years ago. I don't know if it's Hankwitz or not.
Well, I'm not saying he's the reason why, but they ever since he left or retired, they have not been right. Something's been off with that program. Mm.
It has. I was just thinking about that last night. I'm thinking, okay, here we are. We woke up on Monday morning. Well, Sunday you found out that she's – Chris is gone. That's like one of the godfathers of the Big Ten for the past couple of years, you know?
Hey.
Not that he was doing anything like great, but he was always steady.
Baby.
He was always steady.
Yeah.
You
pretty
know, steady.
2020, Aaron, is when it started. You started to see those cracks, the COVID season.
Yeah.
They went 4-3. I mean, it never really crumbled. They were 9-4 last year.
Mm-hmm.
But they lost, you know, the loss to Minnesota in the last game was big. I mean, that cost them the West.
Yep.
I mean, that's a huge rivalry game. But I still say quick trigger. I said quick trigger because it. I mean, 9-4 last year.
I think they're the guy. What's my head going? Wisconsin, Jim Lennard.
Jim Lennard.
He better win.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think he's the favorite.
I think he's the favorite, but at the same time.
I don't think he's got – it's not like Mickey, though.
I think it's different pressure, but I think if he doesn't pan out, it's like – because, you know, people have very, very memories like elephants. Mm-hmm. Well, we should never got rid of Chris in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You start hearing that. We hear it here. We still hear it here about Frank.
True.
20 years later.
Yeah. Sure. Well,
I just don't think he's got to do much to get the job.
Not this year.
No.
Not this year.
No, I think as long as he settles them down and they play okay, he'll have the job. It's a way different situation than Mickey. Mickey's got to do more.
Yeah, he's got to do more.
He's got to do more. Yeah.
And I think this, too, he's going to have to recruit his schedule hard, too, because those kids loved Chris, man. You've seen those kids coming out.
Braylon Allen. Yes. Anybody that wanted him out is no teammate of mine.
No teammate of mine.
Something like that.
Yeah,
so
that's a battle.
That's going to be mutiny within.
Nick Herbig, same thing.
That's a battle.
That could be mutiny within. So he's got some psychology to do within his own locker room,
that's
too,
a battle.
Man.
That's a battle.
He's got a fractured fan base. You got a fractured team. Mm-hmm. And the season rolls on.
Oh, God,
The season rolls on. So he's got
a lot of season left, too.
Yes.
A lot of time. I mean, and their schedule is not – it's by Big Ten. 10 standards is pretty light going forward, but it's still a Big Ten.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll test you.
Yeah, it will. All right, we'll let Raf and AD get to it for the drive with Nick. For Steve Sippel, I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.